Okay, we're recording. I think we're on the air now. If we are on the air, this is Winfrey, and this is our Monday conference call simulcast between VBS Radio and a telephone. And somebody just came on. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Glenda Mesa, Arizona.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
It's so nice to hear you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're on the radio now, and I'm just laying low. Before I actually start, everyone's listening to us introduce people as they come in. Usually people start listening at 6, so I don't want to get on a track until we have till 6 o'clock. This is Winfrey. Would you like to say your name and your city? Oh, we have two people listening.
Win.
Yes.
Win. Hello, Win.
Can you hear me?
Win.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. Well,
I don't know that I did moderator right, but here I am.
Hang on a second. I'll tell you what we can do.
All callers are muted.
Ariel, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You did moderator right.
Okay, good.
All callers are unmuted.
Modern technology.
Because I could mute everybody and you and I could still talk.
And Terry.
And Terry's not on yet.
Oh, okay. You don't want to mute everybody. You want to let him talk.
Well, I mute them and I unmute them. Sometimes people have background noises, you know, snoring, and funny things happen on this line.
Yeah, like yesterday, snoring.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing.
So, that's a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind frequency.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting and special evening tonight because Ariel is going to be a guest. And Terry is coming on, we think.
We know.
Well, she'll be here.
Pardon me?
She'll be here, right?
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did someone just come on? My name is Wynn.
Hi, it's Marianne and Zulissa.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Okay. Now, whenever on the radio, I always assume that there's people that are listening for the first time that don't have a clue about what we do. So I like to say a little bit about it to kind of bring them into the idea and the possibilities of things. And I would say oftentimes I describe this as an experiment because we're doing things. All the things we do in this group, which are, I would put under the category of uncharted territory, things that are not familiar. So if you're listening and you're trying to understand it with your mind, and your mind is your first filter, so you have to start out with your mind, keep your mind open. And be open to the possibilities that during this call, during the period of this call, you'll be able to connect with energies that for many of you, we would say are somewhat unfamiliar. And for others of you, maybe they are familiar, but you'll have a new way of describing what those energies are. And there's a lot of evidence that we're kind of describing it in the right way and that can help you increase your affinity, your connection to very helpful sources in other dimensions that there's a lot of benefit to making those connections. The goal of this call is to create the opportunity and the possibility to make connections with positive, energetic intelligences in other dimensions. And many people who have been on this call regularly have had the experience of making those connections. Every time you hear a beep, that's somebody checking into our conference line. And for you guys that just came on, would you like to say your name and your city?
Francis in California.
Hi, Francis. And anyone else? Who else is on there?
Debbie in Los Angeles.
Is Debbie in
Los Angeles?
And who else is on there?
Ron Miller and Francois from La Habra, California.
Hi, Ron and Francois. Nice to have you.
Hello.
Is Francois in the background? Is she hearing me?
Hi there. Now she can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne.
Francois has this beautiful French accent.
Thank you. Very well faked, huh?
So, Francoise, is Ron being good? Would you like to tell the world?
Yes, he's been better.
He has? I'm so glad. Okay. So, we're not telling the world about Ron and Francois. Okay?
Well, don't. Don't start.
We shouldn't start?
Or watch out when I'll see you.
Okay. All right. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Terry in Los Angeles.
Oh, Terry, it's so nice to have you.
Hi.
We have Ariel.
Hi there.
Yeah, the Ariel on the line. So we were talking about this experiment about making connections with positive energies, intelligences in other dimensions. And we've been doing this quite regularly on this line and in the other work we do. So how do you do that? How do you know they're there? Here we are in these little bodies, and we're physical bodies, and I'm not the first person to say this is possible. In fact, there are churches, there are spiritual groups from the beginning of recorded history that talk about making connections. Oftentimes the connection is called God. And actually, the name really doesn't matter. It's the vibrational connection, the possibility. So you have to consider the possibility that you are not just your body, that you exist right now in other dimensions as a multidimensional being, and that you can't see that part of yourself. But many of you have had some kind of experience. You've had an intuition. You've had a dream that predicted the future. You had a synchronicity. You had a coincidence that couldn't normally happen statistically by the rules of the physical universe, and yet it happened. And so you've had some kind of evidence that there's something going on. And maybe some of you haven't had any of those experiences. And so we hope that maybe by being on this line, that will increase your openness to the potential for those kinds of experiences. And this is Wayne. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Emmy Tucson.
Hi, Emmy.
Hi.
And who else is there?
Barry in
Bloomfield. Wait a second.
Michigan.
Was that Gary?
Barry with the B.
Oh, Barry. Hi, Barry. Is this your first time?
Nope.
You've been on the line before?
Yes, I have.
Were you a submarine?
Well, a couple times, but I've talked to you before.
you have. I'm sorry that I don't remember, but so
uh-huh.
have you. And this is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
This is Alan in Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, Alan. I've been thinking about you.
Hey, how you doing?
Anybody else on the line like to say their name and the city?
Aaliyah's here. I'm from Forest Hill, Missouri.
Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
You're so welcome to this call.
Bless your heart.
And anyone else on the line? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, we're doing an experiment, and the experiment is for all the people that are on the conference line and all the people that are tuned in on BBS radio, and I want you to think of yourself like a shortwave receiver. When I was a kid, I was really into this. I had shortwave receivers, and I used to tune it, and it would be so exciting to find a station that was in another country. In fact, I was a ham radio operator, so I used to talk to people. I would come home from high school, and we'd have all these antennas on the roof, and the neighbors would complain because I'd be ruining their TV reception, and it was so exciting to go on and search around and look for new people to talk to. So on this call, you are going to be the shortwave receiver. And, of course, you're going to have the opportunity to tune your receiver into energies that for some of you may be new and some of you may not be. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Marielle from Los Angeles.
Hi, Marielle.
Hi. Are we on the radio?
We're on the radio.
Hello?
We are on the radio.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, world. Do we have a guest tonight?
We do. We'll get to her in a moment. We'll get to our guest in just a moment.
Okay.
And who else is on the line and would like to say their name in the city? So we have some submarines.
For some reason, your voice is coming in and out. I'm hoping that you're speaking into the receiver clearly. And it's just me all the time.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes. And I hear a couple people checked in after me. I guess they're just being quiet.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are hearing about us and checking it out, and a lot of times people come in for the first time. They listen in, and they don't know what they're getting involved in, and that's okay.
We're not scary. It's very good, especially Monday nights. Very entertaining. Very cool and uplifting.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And anyone else want to say their name in the city? Okay, so
all callers are muted.
I just muted everybody. And so how do we tune in our antenna to feel these frequencies? I would like to ask everybody right now to do your best to be in a quiet place, to be in an area where you're not distracted. And I want you to shut your eyes. Now, feel yourself. And when you feel yourself, there's a part of you that's very familiar. You've been feeling yourself your entire life. And some of you might notice an energy that's not normally there. When you feel this energy, it might feel like light on around your forehead, your third eye. It might feel like a pressure on the top of your head, or an awareness of the space above your head that you don't always, you're not usually aware of. And imagine that who you are is actually an energy that's in your body, but not just in your body. And this energy can move through the top of your head, through your heart also, and it can travel into realms that are much bigger than you. Now, one thing is, each of us is doing this, and we can blend our energies with each other. And we can also ask, there's been two specific sources that have connected with me personally, and that many of the people that have been on our line regularly have connected with these sources. And I want to say that I'm a very skeptical guy, and I hope you'll be skeptical too. As I say this, it's something that needs to be checked out in your own laboratory. Sometimes you need to check it out for quite some time to anchor the experience so you know that it's not just being suggested to you or that you're not making it up, but that there is, in fact, a real intelligence. And I call it intelligence, and I don't even know if that's the right word, but it's an intelligence that is in the same area where your energy leaves the top of your head and your body. And that intelligence can blend with you. And I've learned about this because they started talking to me through two people in my life that are channels. And I actually didn't look for this to happen. It happened very serendipitously and spontaneously, and I was in a bit of a state of shock and awe at the same time, and doubt and skepticism, like, who is this talking? And over a period of time, I was invited to ask many, 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 many questions, and this intelligence would speak to me through the people around me, and I asked questions about who they were, how they perceived us, what the advantage was of making these connections. And the names of these two intelligences were not specific beings, individualized beings, but they were describing themselves as group energies, and that one of them said they were the Elohim, and the other said they were the Ra group. And for people that have studied metaphysical things, most have discovered that there's an idea that the physical realm that we are in precipitates down from other dimensions that we can't see. And what we're doing on this call is accessing those other dimensions that are invisible through the physical senses, but are perceivable by our psychic and intuitive senses. And the really cool thing about a group soul is that even though all of us on this line are in separate locations all over the United States, and maybe some people are even listening from all over the world. These group souls can come into your space if you're open to it. They can blend with the energies. Since they're not one entity, there's millions of them, and they really want to connect with us. Because when we connect, we expand our own sense of manifestation ability and power and love, all those things. Because in oneness, we actually are them, and they are us. And that we can learn to tune into this oneness and have their assistance and companionship in our life. So, what does it mean to have them assist us? Well, we all want things to happen for ourselves and for the people around us. And oftentimes, we're blocked in the things we want to happen. And we are like one little energy unit, and when we combine with a group soul energy and get them on our side, we suddenly have lots and lots of energy units helping us to make something happen that might not have happened otherwise. Now, they have a criteria for assisting us. And their criteria is that we must be aimed for the highest good of all concerned. Number one. And that, let's see. And of course, if you're doing planetary service, if you can conceive of yourself doing something of planetary service, then they love that, because our planet needs this connection. And the more people that make this connection, the more the possibility vortices increase for positive things to happen on our planet, which, as many of you know, is in a great transition right now called a dimensional shift. So it's kind of like getting a great team effort together to lift the vibration as much as we can on our planet. And what does lifting the vibration mean? It means that when you walk around and you have a connection interdimensionally, then your vibration is lifted. You change the vibration wherever you are. And you change the vibration of the people around you if they free willingly choose to go along with it. And it's actually oneness changing oneness. It's just allowing people to experience the higher aspects of themselves. Now, those of you who have been on this line know that when we connect with this energy, we have the unusual aspect of having this intelligence that we're talking to, or these intelligences, talk back to us, because there's been Terry, who's been very regularly on this line, who is able to take that energy and turn it into words and communicate. And many times we've shared that. And today we have a guest who happens to be, I don't want to say that she has the same ability as Terry does. She actually sees herself not as a channel, I don't think, but as a manifestation of this group energy in a physical body. And so we're going to learn something about her and how she experiences herself and how she can participate to help us tune into those energies and intelligences even more sharply. And her name is Ariel. Ariel, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, I want to make sure that I introduce you in a way that is comfortable as a way of identifying you.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I just did.
that's fine.
Yes?
Yeah, that's fine.
So you experience yourself as an Elohim that is in a physical body, yes?
Languaging is very difficult in that I don't experience myself as you pronounce it. There is not a self to be experienced. It's a presence. Did that make any sense to you?
There's not a self. Could you speak a little closer to the microphone?
I'm right here.
That's better.
It's not a self as an embodiment, an individuated soul, although I am in this physical, in an individuated soul, just as everyone on this phone call is. I don't have that separate view that a mental body needs to do to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mental bodies break things down and stop movement. And I'm more about movement, expression.
Well, how do you manifest and share this aspect of your multidimensionality with other people?
What do I mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
Well, if you're caring, like if you asked me that question, uh-huh, I would say that I talk about it. I'm on the radio right now. I create events. Sometimes I counsel people. Sometimes I am a person that implements or helps other people bring themselves forth so that they can share their point of radiance in a bigger way. Sometimes I feel like I'm accessing and talking with my own multidimensional aspect of things, and I see things multidimensionally. So you can answer it any way.
At present, I work with individuals one-on-one who come to me. They're drawn to me for whatever reason. I do different forms of energetic work or called in the moment with each individual that is in front of me. I do, and have been doing up until this point, a great deal of planetary work, working with the molecular structure of the planet on that level. So I am behind the scenes and in making contact with you. Here I am in front of the scenes, which is a bigger venue on a vocal point. Out in the masses than I normally would do.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you could just be by yourself and be working with the grids. Grid work, sometimes we call it, on the planet. The energies.
On the planet, off the planet, with individual souls, people who need help.
Mm-hmm. And you do it very quietly.
I tend not to have a separation. If there's a call out in the universe, I hear it, and I respond.
Not okay.
From a place that, not from a place that there is something wrong with them or wrong with the situation. It's that there's something right, or there's everything right with it, and I'm present in that position point, which is assists it to shift to a higher probability.
So, as we're having this conversation, and, you know, I described the Elohim as a group energy. Are you accessing that group energy right now while we're speaking? You are, yes?
That would be one way to language it.
Okay.
You want to kick in here? You're more used to wind languaging than I am.
Yeah, you heard me think in there.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, this is too much mental body for me.
Right. There isn't any need for separation, and so there isn't any need to make a division in the language. And so it's a little bit hard to language this in the terms that you're putting forth with, because there isn't really any words. It's just no separation. It's just one is there.
Yeah, it's a presencing. The mental body tends to define the ineffable, which is the Ein Sof, the Elohim. The energy is undefinable. It's a presence, as each and every one of you are. It's just a different presence here to assist the whole.
Okay.
Not individual.
Well, I'm using my mind because.
No.
For many people,
yes, I know.
They are listening with their minds, and their minds are their first level of, should we say, scrutiny or discernment. And somehow their minds have to say, I think this is real, and I think this is positive. And then they, once their minds say that, they open up to the possibilities. I know that while I'm here talking to you, and even though we're not having, say, a highly, how would you say it, high intellect conversation, I can feel the energies shifting around me just by the nature of our talking. And some of the people on our line are probably experiencing that also, that by your presence and Terry's presence, and just the three of us talking, there is that light energy flowing around me, which...
And Terry, and I don't mean to interrupt here, but Terry and I have been working all day with this group and with
mm-hmm.
the effects of, you know, kind of helping to set an energy and assist people, conscious or unconscious, their expression that they are choosing to move into by being on this call, their internal knowing, their spirit, their divinity, as it were, brought them here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Terry and I have been working with all day. Is that correct, Terry?
On the outer limits, I work with that all the time. And there's one thing that the people in the earth plane, in that they have a mind. And this mind is a separation between our level and, it's like an interjection in between. And sometimes the mind gets all tumbled up in itself, and it's one of the reasons for the difference, as I see it, between the Elohim without the mind and an individual who's been in this third density for millions and millions of years and picked up a mind. Does that make sense?
It does, and for me as an individuated aspect of source energy, just in a different function, an Elohim function, we're all individuated aspects aspects of source energy. This just happens to be my job description. I don't take it as a job. It just is all I am, all I know. I don't separate mind from body, from spirit.
Right.
They're all one. It's just a little bit different. I'm having a difficult time please forgive me, in just trying to bring it down to the mind or just making it in the mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How can we...
I apologize.
That's fine. How can we, as a group...
There's a whole big thing there to understand about the mind and how the mind develops. And it's like it kind of got... It's like a thing that kind of got part and travels with the individual. When a person first comes in, they really have built up that snowball. That's my understanding, anyway.
Okay. What is a really good way to use this group interaction that we have right now, that you're part of, for the benefit of all the people that are listening? How can we use that? How can we utilize you and your connection for the maximum benefit of, like, for example, if we say something, do we access the higher dimensions and do we start a creation of what we're saying for the highest good?
I'm sorry, do that again.
If we said something right now, is your physical ears and mouth acting like a portal to the higher dimensions or to the Elohim?
Yes, all of us are.
Yes. So if somebody asks something, it's being heard by a huge energy outside of this. Yes?
Outside and inside. There is no outside and inside. It's all one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all one. There's no outside and inside. That's the dualistic structure of the third dimension. It's
mm-hmm.
all one, and that's the part that the mind gets into, is the separation construct. That there is a difference. There isn't. As I was speaking to Aaliyah last night, that we get focused, and obviously I'm in this vehicle. It's focused on what's in front of us, that what our mind, our noses, our ears, our eyes see, and we forget that we are part of the field of energy. It's the field that is your creation. It's not reality doesn't create. It's the image that creates through you, your connection. Reality is more of a circular, I guess is a better word, however you language that, is if you keep on going after what you see, you keep on creating from what's in a limited view instead of connecting to the field of energy which you are a part of. And that's what happens with the mental body. It's defined.
Mm-hmm.
It allows. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
So now, how do we help someone who is in their mental body open up to this field of energy? And then once they open up to the field of energy, everyone still has to make decisions. What should I do now? What should I do next? Who should I call? What project shall I work on? How... It has to connect some way in our physical lives, because we're all pinpointed in our physical bodies, and through our physical bodies, we are moving, talking, changing, sharing, hurt, all those things. So we want to create a flow where one could experience, even while they're doing all their normal physical body things, going to work, these connections. this field of energy?
It's remembering that you're a part of the field of the energy, but you are part of the field, not just what you're doing. What you're doing in a broader sense is your expression of your own spirit. When you expand your focal point from what's in front of you to that, you're that expanse that is all that is, that field of energy that, of which you are part of, you stop being limited, per se, horrible word, but you stop being a singular and you expand out into your expansiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we open this up and let somebody ask a question?
I think between Terry and I both working together, I think that's the best way to do it, yeah.
Okay.
What would serve the whole, I would say.
All right. I would say that somebody listening on the Internet could also phone in, but I don't know BBS's phone number, so you'll have to look on the webpage somewhere, and their number's there if you call in for a question. But let me open up the lines for...
Do they have the ability to type it to you?
There are 20 participants in the conference.
No, because I'm not on the Internet, okay?
Okay. All right.
So I use my phone as a modem, so I can't be on the phone and the Internet at the same time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So let me open up the line.
All callers are unmuted.
And would anyone like to pose a question, and either Ariel or Terry will answer it, if not both?
I'd like both, if that would be okay with all.
Sure,
of
sure. See, our group has no questions anymore.
Hi, Wynn. This is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi. I really love what we're learning about the fact that this thing that we seem to operate from, this thing called mind, is really something that we have picked up along the way that isn't really so intrinsic to our real being. And I know you've already given us some ideas about how to, in a sense, minimize the role of the mind in our life, but I would just love to hear more about how we can do that.
Yeah, wait. Terry, you want to go ahead?
All callers are muted.
If you want to go ahead, then...
No, I said to you last night, I'll follow you.
Well, there's a whole lot there concerning the mind. That is similar to our body, because the body has your individual selves that are alive. And the mind is like a body, with a mental body within and the sphere of the beingness of the soul and travel.
There are 20 participants in the conference.
And can sort of think on automatic sometimes, and can get wrong thoughts or wrong calculations based on beliefs that a person has had picked up very strong beliefs somewhere on the track or in this life. And so just because the mind thinks something, or the individual might not even distinguish that it's his mind, he may think, I'm thinking this or that. Just because a thought comes into the mind doesn't mean, even though it seems really right, it doesn't necessarily mean it's right. So if one can connect with the... for the Elohim group say, or it's a wonderful means for discernment. And guidance. Do you have anything you want to add there?
Yeah, I think that the understanding that I would go from bridging with you is that the mind is always working. Oftentimes it's connecting into group mind or consensus reality. And we're often thinking other people's thoughts. We're not as separate as we believe that we are. And checking in with, you know, a thought that comes through or, you know, a feeling, you check in with the inner part of you and say, you know, is this really my thought or is this the way I truly feel? I often do it because I interchange in energy all day long and that I, you know, I put my hand in front of my body and I do a circle. Is this my energy? And the moment I do that, I recognize that it's not. I'm just in the middle of a mix of energy. And it's a start point to help you anchor yourself into your own essence and function, per se. But the mind is always working, and it's an essential part of your wholeness. It doesn't need to be put to sleep. It doesn't need to be shut up. It needs to be recognized that, you know, it has, for lack of a better way to put it, a mind of its own, and it's going to keep on working. And we just, as Terry said, discern a deeper truth and a higher truth within ourselves as to, is this the direction to follow for the well-being of the whole, or if that's, you know, your direction, or is this, you know, the direction to head in this now moment? Because the now moment's the only moment you really have to create from.
Yeah. One of the things that the people of Earth, many of the people, tend to experience is that if they like to think of thought, for instance, I'm going to create a beautiful painting, and then the opposite may kick in of, well, create, destroy, love, hate. And this kicks in sort of on automatic in a lot of people. And there's a whole range of things where if they think one thing or they feel one thing, then the opposite may kick in right away. And this is something to observe if it happens, and to step out of that whole this-that relationship. It's one of the things that I think is propelling our consciousnesses in wrong direction, or in a mixed-up direction, confused direction, that prevents somebody from just going for their goal or seeing what their goals might be, their true goal.
Yeah, and please, anybody who's on the line, interject a question. If anything that I say doesn't resonate with you, throw it out. And, you know, truth here on this planet or in this languaging is very limited. So I'm not an authority. I'm just a being here. This planet is dualistic in nature. Good, bad, right, wrong, up, down. The opposite energy of ecstasy is terror. And there's ways to navigate that. When you start to feel terror, generally people lean back. That's a natural body function. And if you lean into the energy and then lean back and find a center in it, you can be in both energies and it will be neutral. And then the mind recognizes something different. But we tend to be opposite driven. one or the other on this planet at large. There's a lot of energy here and a lot of things that are going on. And whether we're conscious or not of it, you know, the butterfly effect, what is happening is that in Africa happens in your own living room.
All callers are unmuted.
Wynn?
Yes.
Would you like to fill in?
Would I like to fill in?
Would you like to add to that?
You notice we're having a lot of spaces here in this conversation. Did someone, something they wanted to say? Our lines are unmuted now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
This is Glenda. From what I seem to understand, our whole Earth and everything that we see and don't see is energy. We came here to this Earth because of the duality and the opportunity to have human bodies and learn and experience and then come back to Source, our God. One way that people that might be checking this out tonight might look at this is like when you're in church and you hear something that just, you know that it's true and you believe it with all your heart, you feel it. You literally will feel it. And the same thing is true with spirituality and what's called the New Age movement. If you are searching and can't seem to find what you're looking for, steps, things will come to you, and it you feel this the same way you do other things. You will feel good.
Thank
that
you.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? Our time on BBS is just about over right now. And so, before we close off to BBS, let's just all of us shut our eyes and allow ourselves to feel, to the best of our ability, this energy field that is passing through us. And use your imagination if you're not sure you feel it. And that energy field that goes way, way up, and that your body is actually, a one way of looking at it is that your body is that energy field creating your body from a higher density to a more contracted density.
Dad, I didn't take her lipstick. She hasn't had lipstick up there all week.
All callers are muted.
We just heard about lipstick. And so, that's the energy of holding. It doesn't mean that you don't make decisions or you don't eat, because you are in a body. And that energy is focusing and condensing itself into a physical body, which is you, for this particular episode on Earth. And you are directing your body, and you are deciding where it's going to go, and who it's going to talk to, and what it's going to say. But all the time, you're connecting, you're part of this flow of this one energy that flows through the universe. And as we say goodbye to our PBS audience, let me just invite you all to go to messageaday.net, sign up for our messages a day if you haven't. It keeps us keeping you connected to this energy. We all have the challenges of getting through what you could call your distortions, the things that separate you from the flow. And the goal, my goal, is to help create the ways and means that everyone who's connecting with us can move into their own experience of their own divine connection and live in this flow simultaneously with being a human and being both simultaneously and manifesting and lifting the vibrations of this planet. So on that note, I wish you all good night, and we'll continue with Ariel and Terry on the conference line and see if there's any more. You know, Ariel, I didn't talk about much about things you've done. And you know, you've written a book, or you've been part of a, connected with a book called A Light Body Something. Is that true?